Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Karen Reed and the trial of Karen Reed. Well, we're going back to that discussion because a lot of the jurors have come out and said, wait a second here. We did find her innocent. We never put it down on paper, but we did unanimously in that jury room find her innocent on counts 1 and 3, count 2 being the manslaughter that they were hung up on. So now the question is, can they retry Karen Reed on all those counts if they want to, because the judge declared a mistrial? There was never a polling of the jury. That's a question, since she's going back to the courtroom to see what's going to happen there. And as of this recording, that has not yet happened. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, what do you make of all of this and the possible paths forward for Karen Reed and this possible upcoming trial again?
Tony, I do not believe that this is going to serve as a double jeopardy situation. There was no verdict rendered. I know jurors have come forward, but again, we haven't seen any official affidavits from jurors. And so until that happens, and even after that happens, if it does happen, we're not going to see any change. I don't believe we're going to forge on. And this is why it's been decided at the Supreme Court level. There's multiple cases that indeed, unless an official jury verdict is rendered, it's not a verdict. And this judge has already said there was no verdict.
Why was there no polling? Why was there no option for them to render those verdicts in the first place?
Well, there were options, and they could have done that, but they didn't. I don't know why. I've always said, whenever you're back in those jury rooms, according to jurors, they bargain and they negotiate. So it could have gone something like this. Listen, we'll vote, you know, she's not guilty on this, but we want to get the guilty on this. Mm-hmm. So in other words, did they all agree to go with the no on the second degree murder in bargain for the manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then when three jurors held out on the manslaughter, they said, well, forget it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be, we're deadlocked. We're not going to, you know, approve that. We don't know if that's what happened. All I know is that does happen.
Is there a chance that we're going to see, like in the Alec Murdaugh case, we obviously saw the jurors come back and it was for a different matter. It was the possibility of jury tampering with the clerk of court, but they all ended up going back into the courtroom to talk about their experiences to see if there actually was jury tampering there. Is there something here where they could be called back in and you could get affidavits from all of them saying, yes, this is what we all thought, even though it's after the fact, after the verdict has been rendered of a mistrial?
I don't think we will see that happen. You know, and everyone who has purportedly come forward has wanted to do it under the veil of complete anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons. This, you know, the people in this area and the individuals who are involved in this have been unbelievable. There's outstanding jury tampering harassment charges.
Mm-hmm.
And there's outstanding charges, you know, concerning intimidation. And it's clear that these jurors are indeed afraid.
Mm-hmm.
To come forward. And that's why Judge Cannone says, listen, we're going to seal up everything to do with their names. Now, remember, in the Murdaugh case, we saw something a little similar to this, where his defense attorneys went out and actually were knocking on doors and trying to get statements from the jurors. Mm-hmm. And of course, that didn't work either. The problem is, it's sort of like, the football game's completely over. Everyone signed off on it. And then, in other words, whoever won or no contest or end of play, and then you go back and try to recreate it. That will never happen. And mm-hmm. again, there's case precedent. There's been precedent where individuals in the courtroom have even tried to give a verbal verdict. And unless everyone signs, and unless a verdict is rendered, it's not really rendered, Tony.
Yeah. Was it an error on the part of the judge to not, I guess, cross all the T's and dot all the I's, or was this not even in that? I mean, did she cross all the T's and dot all the I's? Should she have pulled the jurors on this or asked a question in a little bit greater detail? Or, I mean, again, they're lay people. These are not attorneys. So did they know that they needed to communicate it in this way?
Well, first of all, that's not the judge's job.
Mm-hmm.
The judge's job is not to become a juror.
Sure.
You know, they're not supposed to be involved in deliberations or involved in anything like that. Once a verdict is rendered and you're asked, so say ye all, in some states, a judge is allowed to poll and mm-hmm. say, judge, or, you know, juror one, juror two, to see if everyone agrees. There was no verdict here. And she made that very clear. So while we don't know what the discussions were, we know that the judge was told, we're deadlocked. We can't come up with an opinion. And so for that reason, it was declared a mistrial. And if you'll recall, she tried her darndest to get a verdict out of these jurors.
Mm-hmm.
And the prosecution pushed hard. If you look back, who was sort of salivating at the mouth, if you look at that footage, was the defense team. Okay, all right, we'll take it. So while it wasn't perfect for them, it's really a quasi-win whenever you don't get a guilty verdict for mm-hmm. your client. So, you know, they get a start with a clean slate again. And, you know, they were the ones pushing to go forward. And then I find all of this quite interesting. They know the law in this area. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to be reversed, Tony.
Yeah.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.